WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's Laura Bennett, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. Now, I know what you're thinking, another self-help podcast. But trust me, this one's different. We're diving deep into the trenches of real life, tackling those messy emotions and finding strength in unexpected places. And today, we're talking about something incredibly powerful. Gratitude. It might sound a little cheesy at first, right? Like some fluffy Hallmark movie trope. But hear me out. Cultivating gratitude isn't just about saying thank you for your latte or that adorable cat video you stumbled upon. It's a mindset shift, a superpower that can literally transform your life. Think about it. When you're grateful, you notice the good stuff. The little moments of joy, the simple pleasures, the acts of kindness, even the tough lessons that ultimately make us stronger. You start seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, not in a naive way, but with a genuine appreciation for all that life has to offer. And here are five powerful takeaways to get you started on your gratitude journey. First, remember that gratitude is a choice. It's not something that just magically happens. You have to actively cultivate it, like tending a garden. Make a conscious decision each day to focus on the positive. Ever felt like life was throwing curveballs left and right? Well, instead of getting bogged down in the negativity, try shifting your perspective. There's always something to be grateful for, even in the midst of chaos. Maybe it's the roof over your head, a supportive friend, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning with another chance to make a difference. Second, don't underestimate the power of a gratitude journal. It's like a daily dose of positivity. Every night, take a few minutes to jot down three things you're grateful for. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Maybe it was a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. You'd be amazed how quickly this simple practice can shift your mindset and bring more joy into your life. Third, express your gratitude to others. Words have incredible power. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and creating a more positive environment. Think about the people who make your life brighter, your loved ones, your friends, even that barrister who always remembers your order. Let them know how much you appreciate them. You'll be surprised by how good it feels to give thanks. Fourth, practice gratitude in everyday moments. Don't just wait for those grand gestures or monumental occasions to feel grateful. Make it a habit to appreciate the little things, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, the laughter of a child, a beautiful sunset. These small moments often hold the most beauty and meaning. And lastly, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or even downright ungrateful. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently bring your attention back to the things you're grateful for and start again. Remember, every little bit counts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a single mom juggling a demanding job with raising two young kids. Her days are hectic, her sleep is scarce, and she feels constantly stretched thin. Sound familiar? But Sarah has made a conscious effort to practice gratitude. Every night before bed, she writes down three things she's grateful for. Maybe it's her kids' laughter, a kind gesture from a coworker, or simply the fact that she has a roof over her head. And guess what? It makes all the difference. Sarah finds herself feeling more resilient, more positive, and more capable of handling life's challenges. So, what can you take away from this episode? First, gratitude is a superpower. It can transform your outlook and empower you to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease. Second, remember that it's a choice you decide to focus on the good stuff, even when things get tough. Third, don't underestimate the power of a simple thank you. Let people know how much you appreciate them. And lastly, make gratitude a daily practice. Write it down. Talk about it. Feel it in your heart. Ready to cultivate more gratitude in your life? I challenge you to start today. Tell me what you're grateful for in the comments below. Share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the power of gratitude together. Until next time, stay strong, stay beautiful, and keep shining your light on the world. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.